Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Indira Lakshmanan. So let's turn now from the weird world of politics to the even weirder world of quantum mechanics, where physicists for a long time have said that a particle can exist in two seemingly opposite states, for example, spinning clockwise and counterclockwise at the same time. That may defy logic, but now MIT scientists have further proof of quantum theory. And here to explain their discovery are MIT researchers and co-authors of a new study out today, David Kaiser and Joseph Formaggio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello. Thanks
so much.
All right, so let's start with the basics. What did you find?
Well, we were studying a particle known as the neutrino, and the neutrino is basically the brother of a more familiar particle known as the electron. They're wispy particles. They tend to go through all kinds of matter without interacting. Fortunately for us scientists, occasionally they interact. And they have some very unusual properties, and they're very manifestly have this quantum weirdness associated with them. And we studied this particular property in a slightly different way to sort of get at the essence of this quantumness that they possess.
All right, you have my attention. You describe them as having quantum weirdness. What does that mean?
Quantum mechanics has some very strange or spooky features to it, and that don't make sense with our ordinary intuitions for everyday life. And so, for example, these neutrinos, or many kinds of little bits of matter, seem to be in, they could be in two opposite states at the same time. They could be plus and minus both at once, sort of opposite properties. And so for a long time, for almost 100 years, physicists have known that these equations work incredibly well to describe matter. They make predictions that match experiments beautifully, but they also come with this kind of strange baggage. It looks like particles could tunnel through walls. It has all these strange properties that don't match our usual intuitions.
Wow. Well, Albert Einstein himself, who helped create the theory of quantum physics, later questioned it and tried to find other explanations for these strange behaviors of subatomic particles. So what do your new findings mean for our understanding of quantum physics?
So it's true that Einstein was a great architect for quantum physics and then really became its most outspoken critic. And one of the things that really bothered Einstein, and frankly bothers many people to this day, is that in quantum theory, often we say that a particle has no definite properties until they're measured. And that sounds kind of weird. It's like saying that I have no weight until I step on a scale. I mean, ordinarily we wouldn't expect that to be the case. And this really rankled Einstein and many, many physicists. So what our latest study was trying to pinpoint is, do these neutrinos, as they're whipping through huge, huge distances, going through solid rock and is traveling nearly at the speed of light, do they make that journey with one particular identity? Are they an identifiable kind of neutrino, or in this sort of mixture state, a kind of ghost-like combination where they're neither type 1 nor type 2, but both at once? Do they move through matter without having a definite identity? And our finding is that really they do.
Well, guys, this reminds me of Schrodinger, the Austrian physicist who devised a thought experiment in which a cat trapped in a box with radioactive material is both alive and dead until you open the box and discover his fate. So what does your study say about this paradox of two simultaneous counterintuitive states of being?
So basically, the predictions from quantum theory are that these neutrinos should each be little miniature Schrodinger cats. They should behave just as you described. Neither either state 1 or state 2, but both and. Both state 1 and state 2 until they're measured. And as Joe was saying, it's actually really hard to measure these things. They go through tons and tons of material without even, pausing for lunch. But a few of them will get captured and get detected. And at those moments, we always get a definite answer. It was type 1 or type 2 or type 3. But in between, do they have a definite identity? If you stop them on the street and say, what are you right now? What would you find? And they're traveling, as our study seems to show, in this mixture state without a definite identity until they're finally detected.
Well, I have to ask, because for the layperson, we often hear about possible parallel universes. Does this study have any implications for our wildest sci-fi imaginings?
We'll leave it to the listeners to continue to imagine those possibilities. As a physicist, we're more interested in the question of whether quantum mechanics specifically is a good description of our world. And so far, it seems that quantum mechanics really applies to many facets of matter, even this exotic matter like neutrinos, that we can't quite escape like, oh, this particle is going to act a little differently. And actually, that's not the case. All particles have this this baggage that comes along with quantum mechanics, because quantum mechanics is the law of the land.
So we can clock this as a win for quantum mechanics in this 100-year-old debate within physics itself over this theory that Einstein helped create. All right. Well, on this show, we recently discussed another major discovery that came out of MIT, physicists detecting gravitational waves that proved Einstein's general theory of relativity correct. How do your discovery and that earlier discovery together help us understand our universe more?
It's a great point. So this is an exciting time, not just at MIT, but I think for science more broadly. We'll take credit, of course, at MIT. It's exciting locally. But that was, you know, the wonderful discovery of gravitational waves was a kind of fantastic culmination of 100 years of testing Einstein's ideas about space and time. Is space-time a kind of wobbly trampoline, or is it something else? And it really, really is spot on how Einstein described it. Our latest results that Joe and I and our wonderful students were able to put together, in some sense, shows the other side of the coin. So we have relativity and its triumphs, and we also have, we can't get away from, quantum theory. It's strange, but it also keeps working too. And it's an ongoing challenge for the world's physicists and other people to see if those two pillars, those two building blocks of our understanding, can actually fit together. Right now, relativity and quantum theory are on not exactly a collision course, but they don't quite fit together hand in glove. And yet neither one's going away. They both fit their own separate experiments really beautifully.
So there could be another three of us in a parallel state who are doing something different than we're doing today? Is that possible?
It definitely is possible, although I don't think we have evidence in favor of it.
Unlikely. All right, you heard it here first. That was David Kaiser, a history of science and physics professor at MIT, and Joe Formaggio, associate professor of physics and head of the Experimental Nuclear and Particle Physics Division at MIT. The two men are co-authors of the quantum mechanics study that will be published in full later this month. And for more on their discovery, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Well, back here in this dimension, that's all we have for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Virginia Marshall. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Indira Lakshmanan. Please join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.